Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Recognized by UNESCO, Indonesia continues to strengthen cultural diplomacy. Jakarta's export reached $1.34 billion in November 2024. And now the news in details. Following the designation of Reog Ponorogo, Kebaya, and Kalintang as intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO last December, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Culture continues to strengthen cultural diplomacy in international forums and cultural festivals. This was conveyed by Indonesia Minister of Culture Fadli Zon in a conversation with RRI, Voice of Indonesia, at the Ministry of Culture in Jakarta on Thursday.
Currently, we have some programs on kebaya, such as with the kebaya communities in Brunei, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, and also Reog International Friendship in Japan, and Indonesian cultural festivals in Netherlands, Thailand, and Japan, and partner with educational institutions globally to introduce Indonesian culture into curricula, workshops, and also academic exchanges.
Minister Fadli Zon added that the Ministry of Culture also provides support for the artists behind Indonesia's cultural wealth so that they can perform on the international stage. In the future, the Ministry of Culture will submit other Indonesian cultures as UNESCO intangible cultural heritage, including tempe, weaving, machete, and chongkla. Moving on to the second news. The Jakarta Central Bureau of Statistics revealed that the value of Jakarta exports in November 2024 reached $1.34 billion, equivalent to 21.7 trillion rupiah. Koda Bayantara, head of the Jakarta Central Bureau of Statistics, Nurul Hasanuddin in Jakarta on Thursday, said this figure increased by 34.75% when compared to the same period in 2023. Jakarta's highest export center was in the processing industry, 95.59%, while the agricultural sector is 4.22%. Hasanuddin added, China is the dominant export destination country, reaching 14.36%, followed by countries such as the United States and several ASEAN countries. He said these countries are the main destination countries for exports in November 2024. And that was Newsline. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and internet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you in the next 2 hours, providing with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, in this beautiful day of Friday, exactly the third day of 2025, I almost kept saying every day is 2024 since I'm used to it. But don't worry, each day, of course, we are going to be maintaining ourselves and of course get usual with the year also. And so without any further ado, Voice listener and internet viewers, don't forget that you can watch this broadcast from our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, Voice listener and internet viewers, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Nadif from Basalama with Penjaga Hati.
Sesadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan, dia seorang tiada lain tiada bukan, hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa, hanya dia. Kan ku arungi tujuh lagu samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, penjaga hati. Kau dan aku sempurna, semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu tak mau berlalu dan aku. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Oh, karena bersamamu semua terasa indah. ikaw ka mangingat di saat kita masih tujuh belas. Waktu di mana tanggal-tanggal merah terasa sungguh meriah. Masihkah kau ingat cobaan terberat kita matematika? Masihkah kau ingat lagu di radio yang merdu mengudara? Kita masih sebebas itu, rasa takut yang tak pernah mengganggu batas naluri bahaya. Dulu tingginya lebih logika. Waktu yang terus berjalan menempa kita. Walau kini kita terpisah, namun jiwaku tetap di sana. Di masa dan ketakut yang tak pernah mengganggu, di masa naluri bahaya. Abadi untuk selama-lamanya.
Land of the Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Taraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. picturesque villages, untouched by modern life, upholding old traditions, displayed in crafts and feasts, incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. Ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taracha, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses, endless stream of excitement, a never-ending adventure in Sulawesi, wonderful Indonesia.
Yeah. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Basna sends aid to children cancer survivors from Gaza in Jordan. Indonesian National Amil Zakat Agency, in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Jordan, has distributed aid to children from Gaza, Palestine, who are cancer survivors, currently being treated at the King Hussein Cancer Center in Jordan. Basnas Indonesia's head of fundraising, Rizal Widin Kurniawan, in a statement from Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the aid consisted of 114 packages of stationery, toys, and pocket money. Previously, Basnas Indonesia and the King Hussein Cancer Center had designed a memorandum of understanding to distribute aid amounting to 2 billion rupiah, which will be disbursed in stages. Rizaluddin expressed his hope that this assistance would benefit the children battling cancer who are currently in hospitals. He also extended his appreciation to the Indonesian Embassy in Jordan for the assisting in the distribution of aid to Palestinian children who are cancer survivors. Meanwhile, the Minister Counselor of the Indonesian Embassy in Jordan, Alamsyah, representing the Indonesian Ambassador to Jordan, expressed gratitude to Basnas Indonesia for providing aid to the Palestinian children who are cancer survivors in Jordan. Alamsyah also thanked the people of Indonesia who have supported the Palestinian people through the National Amil Zakat Agency of Indonesia. He hopes this assistance will bring wide-ranging benefits and happiness to the Palestinian children who are cancer survivors in Jordan. And that's Diplomatic Order.
Here's newsflash. The Indonesian warship KRI Diponegoro 365 was honored with the German Medal by Germany's Federal Minister of Defense for its contributions to the United Nations authorized peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. As reported by Antara on Thursday, the medal was presented during a ceremony at Port of Beirut, Lebanon on December 30th, where Germany's representative, Rear Admiral Richard Kisten, awarded the German Medal to Lieutenant Colonel Wirastio Haprabu, the commander of KRI Diponegoro 365. And that was Newsflash.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en Español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
We used to play, we would hit the town on Friday night, then bed on This is Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Shh, better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Ujian hidup yang selalu menepamu, yang berjuang untuk hidup yang hanya sementara. Rasa perih yang hujan di hatimu, yang diberikan oleh rasa yang hanya sementara. Kita hidup di dunia yang penuh tanda tanya, yang tak mungkin jauh.
Thank you so much for listener and viewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you the next hours in Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for a listener and that viewer. My name is Ray, and please stay tuned and watch our feature, See Gully Gully.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Si Gully Gully, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Si Gully Gully statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Si Gully Gully is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Si Gully Gully could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Si Gully Gully is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Si Gully Gully comes from the word gully, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Si Gully Gully is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigaligali statue at the performance venue in Tomok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar Sigaligali kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Sigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigaligali statues that we can see today at the Sigaligali Performance Venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu, karena
well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigaligali and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigaligali directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional clothes. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigaligali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigaligali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigaligali and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigaligali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beri ku kesempatan. Oh, aku ingin dirimu tetap jadi sama ku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Lupakan dia, pergi denganku. Lupakanlah ragu denganku.
saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raita. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you, babe. Buah kelapa.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Buah kelapa.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian consulate Tawau serves more than 3,900 problematic Indonesian citizens during 2024. West Sumatra provincial government holds two international agendas to attract foreign tourists. And now the news in details. The Indonesian Consulate of Tawau, Malaysia, served more than 3,900 troubled Indonesian citizens in Tawau City, Malaysia, and surrounding areas throughout 2024. Reported by Antara, the area around Tawau included Kalabagan, Kunak, Lahad, Datu, and Sampurna. Indonesian Consul Tawau Aris Heru Utomo in his statement Thursday said that in addition to serving troubled Indonesian citizens, they had also issued 3,890 consular documents. The Indonesian Consulate of Tawau also facilitated the disbursement of financial rights of Indonesian migrant workers. 3,890 consular documents were other which reached more than 1.48 billion rupiah. According to Aris, throughout 2024, the Indonesian Consulate Tawau has conducted protection diplomacy by providing Indonesian citizens services through various activities, such as outreach and consular stalls, marriage validation application, and civil registration. In addition, the Indonesian Consulate Tawau claimed to have brought about 37 Tawau businessmen to the Indonesian Trade Expo in October 2024, and the consulate also actively promoted the economy and culture by participating in a number of activities during September to November 2024. Moving on to the second news, the West Sumatra provincial government held two international tourism agendas to increase the number of foreign tourists visit in Rana Midang in 2025. Kodaba Antara, Thursday, head of the West Sumatra Provincial Tourism Office, Luhur Budianda, said the agenda is Mandai Exotic Run in July 2025 and the World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit on 10 September 2025. In addition, the West Sumatra Provincial Government is also inventorying various national and local agendas, which have the potential to attract tourist visits from various countries. Budi hopes that various tourism agendas that are currently still being compiled by the West Sumatra Tourism Office can boost the level of national and international tourist visits. Meanwhile, head of the Central Statistic Agency of West Sumatra Province, Sugeng Arianto, said there were more than 6,000 foreign tourist visits to West Sumatra throughout Minangkabau International Airport during November 2024. The most tourists who come or travel to West Sumatra comes from Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, China, and the UK. And that